Maria still walks, Maria still walks, Maria still walks, she walks at night.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's Lonesome Captain here. It's Country Funk time, and we just heard Maria Still Walks from Blackwater Jukebox, because that's who our guest is today, Jordy McElroy. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How's it feel to bestow the majesty of It's Country Funk time? Are you all Twitter? Are you Flutter?
Oh, yeah. No, this is fantastic.
Tingling in a way that you haven't since you were 13?
Very much so.
All right, well, that's an awesome song. And Blackwater Jukebox is a great band that plays all around L.A. And they, you know, a lot of bands draw from unique sources, but Jordy wins with his banjo style and a bassoonist in the band. That's why the show's called Banjos and a Bassoon. And we're going to hear more about his influences. But first, just a little bit of business. We do It's Country Funk Time on 107.1 and 91.1 FM. And of course, you can listen live or stream endlessly at xray.fm. And also, you probably heard about the move. So if you want to go to the website and donate, that would be appreciated. Not mandatory, but appreciated. Back to Jordy. Jordy, you want to tell us how Blackwater Jukebox came to be, and let's get on to our next first song or second song?
Sure, absolutely. Blackwater Jukebox came to be out of, I would say, sheer chaos of the Echo Park music scene right around 2010. It was super vibrant. There was bands everywhere. There were venues everywhere. And there was no intention of getting a bassoon player. There was no intention of having like a more like kind of a Americana roots backing band or anything like that. It just was the product of who was in that environment, who was down to play, and chaos created us, for sure.
A lot of good things. Maybe the universe came out of chaos. So you're in good company. So what's our second song? What are we gonna hear now?
So our second song is gonna be Jump Sturdy by Dr. John. This is on his debut album, Grigri. And where this one is particularly exciting to me is Dr. John is synonymous with New Orleans music. The banjo player on this track is Steve Mann, a Californian, who is playing finger pick banjo, which is not a traditional New Orleans style, or at least not in recent memory. What makes this even more interesting is immediately following this recording, Steve Mann, who you may know as the 12-string guitar player on Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe.
Okay, great.
He was diagnosed with schizophrenia. He was institutionalized. Okay. And he received electroshock therapy. And he was basically out of the music world for several decades.
Oh, all right. Dramatic.
So this tune not only has hoodoo and voodoo and mojo, it's got a little bit extra in there, you know?
I hear you. All right, let's hear it. Dr. John, Jump Sturdy, in country funk time.
With the fish, some people say she juggled fire in the ditch. Clear day on the Bayou St. John, she raised her hands and caused electrical storm. She was a treacherous lady, she never meant much harm. One day she ducked past the station house. Turned on the fire alarm. Now somehow she got tangled up with Queen Julia Jackson down on Melpomene and Nerada Street. Queen Julia Jackson, Dr. Zozo Labre,
Okay. Well, I dreamt I went away on a steam-powered airplane. I went in the state and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane. Says steam-powered aeroplane. Letters go round the rim and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine or if it's rain. Hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane.
We're back on It's Country Funk Time. We just heard Steam Powered Aeroplane by John Hartford. And we are joined by Jordy McElroy of Blackwater Jukebox, banjo player extraordinaire. I know you're a great guitar player, Jordy, and it separates your band. But can you just tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the banjo?
So the banjo, to me, is the most American instrument. There's something about it that just... tickles the depths of the American soul.
Sure, sure.
There's something about it's tragicomic, which it actually relates it to the banjo too. Excuse me, the bassoon as well. There's something very clownish about it, and there's something really endearing about it. And I think the endearing element is its like down-homeness combined with the fact that it has no sustain whatsoever. So there's nowhere to hide. But that's that also is really good for people who have like a slight ADHD type personality. It allows you to fill in all the blanks in this space with like pyrotechnics and little arpeggios and whatnot. I got particularly into the sound too because of like Django Reinhardt style music of all.
Okay, sure, sure. I hear
really
that. I hear
like le pompe, like the percussion that they do. And I think the banjo actually suits that style of rhythm better than most modern guitars
do. Because it cuts.
Not playing as Selmer. It cuts, exactly. And they were definitely coming from a swing era that was influenced by the banjo being the main rhythm instrument in the tracks back in the day. So to me, it just feels right. It's got the emotional vulnerability with the clownishness. It's so down home and American. And there's also just like the novelty and nostalgia. People know what a good guitar player is like. So to impress them on guitar, you need to be so virtuosic.
Sure. Yeah.
If you can barely make your way through a banjo song, people think you're like one of the greatest musicians.
Okay. Good strategy. So we're going to hear a couple of your songs. You want to tee them up?
Absolutely.
I know you just get out of the studio, so they sound awesome, by the way.
Okay, so we're going to do Festival first. This one traces its origin back to Smithsonian Folkways record Belarusia.
Okay.
This comes from an unnamed melody on a track called Festive Songs and Dances.
Nice.
And it is the last little part of this rhapsody. And I just thought, well, that's the tastiest little melody I've ever heard. It really sounds like a celebration of festivals, a celebration of summer, a celebration of celebrations. I was like, let's make this into a big tune. And it's coming from Festive Songs and Dances, so it's called Festival.
Awesome. All right, it's Country Funk time with Blackwater Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
sands and waters waiting. Tonight, I'm your sacrifice.
We just heard Ritual, newly recorded. Sounds awesome. How about a little background, Jordy?
Okay, so this one is a particularly old melody. It traces its origin back to two books, both published in 1889, one of which is Glee Zingari, an Italian book. The other is Through Romani Songland. And the melody, which is particularly carnivalesque, and I feel like sort of fitting a fantasy of what I imagine people thinking Blackwater Jukebox is, was very old by the time these books came out. So we dug right through the crates, right into the bookshelves.
Oh.
Back enough, yeah.
Great track. And then we're going to get on to Sweet City Woman here. You ready?
Absolutely.
It's country funk time.
Tenderness and macaroons. Sweet,
Okay, we're back in his country funk time with Blackwater Jukebox. We just heard Journey of the Sorcerer. And Jordy, why'd you pick that one?
I picked this one because I've never heard anything quite like it. This tune shouldn't exist. It's written by Bernie Ladin of the original Eagles, and Don Henley and Glenn Frey did not want it on the album.
Okay.
The only reason why this has strings on it is because they had extra time with the string section in the studio and decided to put it on it. Rolling Stone dismissed it when it came out as being kind of nonsense, and yet Douglas Adams hand-selected this tune to be the theme for BBC's Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because it fit his vision of sci-fi and whatnot, simultaneously nostalgic and futuristic.
Right, because usually the banjo takes you backwards, but this one, as you were saying, takes you right there. The original space banjo tune.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, cool. And we promised a bassoon, so we got one bassoon track. I'm sure you contemplated the Peter Wolf theme, so let's tell us just a tiny bit of your love of the bassoon or your bassoon player.
The bassoon is one of the most dynamic instruments that exists.
Very expressive.
It is so expressive. It is pathetic in some respect, and it's often used by composers to convey a sense of like weepy vulnerability, but it also can be super exuberant. It can do really cool staccato figures. It can do really interesting sort of bouncy bass figures. And at the end of the day, it meshes perfectly yin and yang with the bassoon, with the brash, metallic lack of sustain of the banjo and the breathy, super reedy tone of the bassoon. It's just perfect together.
All right, well, here comes a little smoky. Tears of a Clown, it's country funk time.
Yeah. Leroy Brown.
Big bad Leroy Brown, he got no common sense. He got no brains, but he sure got a lot of style. Can't stand no more in this here jail. I gotta rid myself of this sentence. Gotta get out the heat, step in the shade. Gotta get me that dead or alive.
Whoa, whoa.
All right, Jordy. This has been a great ride. Thanks for stopping by the Country Funk Zone.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm not going to admit that I cried during the Rainbow Connection, but no one saw it. It didn't happen. But
exactly. We needed to feature one of America's most preeminent banjo players.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, I love your take on things. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.